I would not want your job for all the tea in China. My wife handles all the budgets and stuff, and I look over her shoulder. I don't like to do that. It's not fun. But obviously it has to be done. I imagine dealing with a city could be a nightmare. So when I saw the press release about the 09 IRS audit and the resolution of monies paid, I just thought, boy, I'm glad that's not me. Tell me about that situation.
Well, Tony, I think we're in the situation of probably other fortunate people in the world that get a notice at some point in time that says, the IRS is coming to visit. Okay? Not that we suspect anything. This is just a routine financial audit. It's compliance because we're the IRS and we want to make sure that we're getting all the money we should get. And so, we just start from that premise that they're, we were randomly selected and they came in to make sure that we were doing what they believe we should be doing.
And apparently there were some issues incorrectly classified, just things not written down in the correct column, if you will. Explain that for me.
Yeah, some of those. Yeah, we had, 12 employees over a two-year period. And, we've got, 1,100, 1,200 employees. And apparently, 12 of them, when we signed them up into the payroll system, checked the wrong box about whether they were to have taxes withheld. And so, that's really what that came down to.
And this is an issue that you say via the statement has been corrected. What can you do to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
Well, those kinds of things are training issues. They're issues that you work with your employees, you go back over all the processes, you maybe put into place something that double checks to make sure people are doing, checking the boxes that they should.
So the fine, if you will, was $148,618. Where did that money come from?
Well, that's come out. Well, first of all, those aren't fines in a sense. Some of that is a penalty, but most of that really is saying you should have withheld taxes, and so now you're going to pay us the taxes that should have been withheld.
That's
the bulk of that. So the money will come from the sources within the budgets they came from. For example, we will ultimately be charging the taxes for the firefighters against the fire budget. Now we're into the first quarter of our year, and I'm sure that we've got enough funds in the budgets right now to pay for it. And I'm relatively sure, given the size of our budget, that this isn't going to be something that's going to require us to come back to city council and say, geez, we need to amend the budget and add $148,000.
Will these people see those monies taken out of their paychecks, or will they have to repay that if they're not working for the city any longer?
I think that's a judgment that we make. It's our obligation to pay the IRS, and then we have a decision about whether we would actually go back and try to track down employees. That could cost us more in terms of effort than it would be worth.
Jerry, do you sweat bullets when something like this happens?
Well, when I think anybody gets a little apprehensive whenever somebody from the IRS shows up. Overall, I think we came out pretty well. We have a lot of transactions that go on in the city of the size that we have. We're not perfect, and this showed that we're not. And we're going to take what they, we spent a lot of time working with them. There are some things that, they came at us with, and we were able to convince them that, no, we were doing things right. When it came down to it, we agreed these are things that we didn't do quite right. So we've paid up, and we've corrected our processes, and we're going to, continue to work with our employees to, minimize these kinds of things in the future.
Does the city audit itself in these kinds of situations? And set aside the IRS, but do you go back and look at how you do what you do when you do it?
Well, we're always checking like that. And of course, we have an external audit that's done, every year, and there's some level of testing that's done there. But we don't have the time and the resources to go back and double-check every entry that was made. If you go back and think about our external audits, they've all been very clean for, for many years, which means that at some level somebody has looked at things and said, you know, it looks like, you know, we don't see, it's not that we see you doing everything right, it's we haven't seen you doing anything wrong at some level.
Jerry, there's an old saying that once the IRS audits you and if they find any challenges, they always have their eye on you in the future. Do you see it that way?
Well, I would guess that it wouldn't be surprising that the IRS might check back with us in a year or two to see if, you know, we have corrected the things we told them we were going to correct.
All right. Well, boy, I'm glad it's not me, I tell you. It could be a stressful situation, but it's great that you have it resolved, and thanks for coming on the program.
Okay. Glad to do it, Tony.